There's two great Lockies in Perth.
There is, yes.
Lockie Reed. Yeah.
You're reading the play at the moment, aren't you?
Exactly. And Lockie Schultz from the Fremantle Lockie Dockers, Schultz. And he joins us right now. Lockie, welcome to you, mate, the second best Lockie in Perth.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
Hey, Lockie, with the injury list that you guys have got at the moment, you might be rocking this week.
Yeah, it looks that way. I'm one of the only, the very few that are fit and fine at the moment. So, tool forward, go through the ruck, whatever they want.
Just into full forward, just push Fifey out the way, Tabernar out the way, and say, kick it long to me. But all seriousness, the injury list that you got at the moment, and you would have received some bad news last night with Hamling and Pierce as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very sad to see those guys go down. They've obviously had a tough 2020, and they were in great nick prior to the weekend. So we'll wrap our arms around them and hopefully they're not out for too long. But they'll do everything they can to get back. We have full confidence in them, and we can't wait to have them back. Obviously,
is there anything you can put it down to, or is it just bad luck?
No, it's honestly just bad luck. We've had a great pre-season. All the boys are in, most of us are in really good nick. The bodies are feeling great. Some things are just complete and out of bad luck. So, we're pretty flat at that, but, there's not much we can really do.
You did say that. I mean, you've had a terrific pre-season and everything's looked absolutely fantastic until the last month. How do you keep yourselves buoyed during this time and focused on what's important, that's winning games of footy?
Yeah, exactly. It just comes back to sticking to the process. We know we've done the work and obviously on the weekend it was a really disappointing result. But we just got to stick to the process and get back to the fundamentals and sort of tighten a few loose screws that may have come out on the weekend. But we've got the list, we've got the confidence. We think that was a one-off on the weekend, and we think we can go forward from here and play our brand of footy that we know we can. And whoever comes in next for the injured boys, we have full confidence that they'll do their job and they know the system just as well as anyone.
What was JL's message to you guys after the game? Because whilst it was obviously a frustrating performance, you did a lot of things right too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just about controlling the sort of the tide of the game. When we've got our foot on the throat, it's more about capitalising on that and really sticking it to the D's when we had our chance. We sort of a few bad skill errors went up to scratch. When we've got the momentum, it's really about capitalising. We thought for plenty of the game we were on top, and to not be able to get the score on the board when we were in those moments probably came back to hurt us in the end. But we've obviously reviewed the game really strongly. Everyone's done their sort of personal reviews as well. So going forward, I think we're in a really good mindset and can attack the Giants this week. We're really confident going in.
And you got the Purple Army behind you this weekend as well. Be wrapped to have thousands of Freo faithful cheering you on.
Absolutely, yeah. We love playing at home in front of our Purple fans. It's like having a 23rd bloke, 19th person on the field, not 23rd, 19th on the field. They really do make us stand a lot taller, and we probably need that extra height this weekend too.
All right, some serious questions now, mate. I'm going to put you to the test.
no worries.
You used to be a plumber. When's the last time you picked up a spanner?
Last time I picked up a spanner would have been last night. Blake Aiken had me on his roof trying to fix his aircon.
How'd you go? How long did it take? And you still got the skills of a plumber?
I'd hope to think that I never lose the skills, but last night really got the better of me. I was about to throw the towel in and tell Blake to go get someone to pay for it.
How many days have you got to sort the invoice out?
Oh, the invoice is already in.
Second question, you were housemates with Hoags. Who's the new housemate?
I was housemates with Hoags, and Blake Aikens was living with us for a while. So I've sort of gone over to Blake's now, just in the meantime, until me and my girlfriend move into our own place in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, that's nice and romantic. Last question for me. I'm told you're really into golf now, and you're playing with Andy Brayshaw very regularly. What's your handicap, and what's the improvement been like?
No, that's not me. My handicap would be through the roof. I don't even play.
Right, that person that texted me
doesn't do his research very well. He's been thrown under the bus.
Hang on, I'm going back. All right, well, I'm not saying who it was. No, I'm not going to name, but he said to me, been getting into his golf with Andy Brayshaw and fishing with Blake Akers.
Yeah, a lot of fishing. There's been a lot of fishing. The golf, I don't know about the golf. But...
That says Adam Chera. Wrong blow. Taking a Lockie Schultz. Lockie. Don't worry about our man Lockie. Now, look, listen, I've got some better questions for you, okay? So yeah, one of the big segments on this show is Embers' Fast Five, okay? So five quick questions. We had Hayden Young on the other week. Now yourself, mate. So first question, what team did you barrack for when you were young?
The Richmond Tigers.
If you weren't a footballer, what would you be?
The best plumber going around, I reckon.
Good. Good on you. What's your favourite restaurant to eat at in Perth?
Rocco's in South Rio.
Rocco's. Might go check that one out, Lockie.
Yeah. You don't leave quite as long.
Which teammate is the most annoying?
Matt Tabernard, easily.
Oh, why is that?
Oh,
did Hayden Young say Matt Tabernard as well? That's twice. Oh, poor old Tabs. And final question, once the international borders open, where's the place you're going to go to first?
Great question. African safari.
Oh, good.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, mate, thanks very much for joining us. Very nice job. And can you start playing golf? Because otherwise I'll look like an idiot next time I ask you about it.
I'll go get a handicap for you.
You're the man, mate. We're looking forward to seeing you in action, kicking some snaggers on Sunday.
Thanks for having me on, boys.